you're probably wondering who we is, so at 8:47 I'll introduce who we is. I'm Danny Preston, by the way, in case you haven't figured that out now. We have members of the band that we just heard right here on the radio, Lunasa. And the song we heard was actually a series of songs, a three-part reel, but let me introduce folks here first. On fiddle and whistles, Sean Smith. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Danny. Great to be here.
Welcome back to Anchorage.
Thank you.
Ed Boyd from Somerset, England, plays the acoustic guitar.
Morning.
And I was enjoying it. We're actually looking at a video from Anchorage Concert Association's website. And, of course, Anchorage Concert Association presents Lunasa tonight at 7:30 at the Atwood Concert Hall. It's not the first time you played the Atwood Concert Hall, but it's been a while, right?
No, we were here 7 years ago, Danny, and it's fantastic to be back. We made great friends and had great times here 7 years ago, so it's been too long.
Okay, well, welcome back. I'm actually looking at a video here. Well, I should be paying attention, but a video of Ed's guitar playing here. Do you play electric or just acoustic guitar?
Just acoustic, okay. Yeah. Okay. It keeps it. It's difficult traveling around with the blooming thing, so just having one with me makes my life easier.
Okay. And the band is, how many folks in the band? How many members?
We have five members on stage. We have a flute player from County Clare, Kevin Crawford, bass player Trevor Hutchinson, who you might know from The Waterboys and Sharon Shannon, and Ed on guitar. And Piper, originally from County Armagh, now living in New York, Killian Vallely. So it's a five-piece fiddle, flute, and pipes, melody, and then guitar, bass.
Do you folks have an association with the Waterboys, or is that just...
No, it's just Trevor played with the Waterboys before the Lunasa journey, and he was part of that very famous Fisherman's Blues era.
Yeah, I played Fisherman's Blues like 2 days ago, so that's what reminded me of it. Yeah, so it's talk about the three reels we just heard.
We often play tunes in sets of three. That's something we like to do a lot. We use the different energies from the different tunes. The first one is a Scottish tune, actually, written by the great Donald Shaw from Capercaillie. It's a tune called MacLeod's Farewell. And then we went into a traditional tune, called Morning Nightcap, and finished then with a newly composed Irish tune from a great Irish piper from County Cork, and a man by the name of Dermot Moynihan, and he wrote it. It's called the Malbay Shuffle, after a great music festival in the west coast of County Clare. Milltown Malby.
Now, who does all the arrangements? Because these are great mashups. I mean, even some of our American bands, like the Ducks, that put together these great reels. I'm just amazed at how three songs that can actually be fairly disparate, but they come together, and it's just like this lovely, delicious blend of dessert or something.
Well, I suppose we first of all try not to get too clever about it and work too hard.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah, because if it doesn't work, then it's very difficult to make it happen. But first of all, get tunes that we're comfortable with on the different instruments that we can explore the melodies and the rhythms in it, and then bring the genius of the Ed Boyds on board then, and see where we can get the tension and the energy and all that sort of stuff. So it's generally a communal type of effort, really, between the harmonies and the rhythms, and
That is really an interesting juxtaposition, because you talk about harmony right after talking about tension, and so is there this weird sort of dialectical struggle thing that comes from mashing it all together?
You'd be aware of all the different elements that you're trying to bring to a piece, because you can have it sort of our traditional music is, I suppose, it's a busy music in lots of respects, and it's a high energy, and it's for centuries been used for dancing. It's a dance music, so that's what it is, and a lot of the Celtic music that we play is that type of music, so try not to fight that, but still it's something that you'd work on to make interesting in other ways, things like tension, if we can find that in places, we would definitely jump on that bandwagon and try and explore that for what that is and where it can lead you to. So
What a wonderful explanation. I love that. And, of course, we were all dancing here in the studios, the three of us and Jason Gren from Anchorage Concert Association. So if I sound out of breath, I mean, that's why. Ed, are you the lone non-Irishman in the group?
I am, yeah. Although Kevin was brought up in Birmingham in the Midlands in England, but of Irish parents. So my folks are more of Scottish and Welsh origins. So I can't claim any Irish ancestry, really. But I've just been fascinated by the music ever since I went to Manchester University. There was a huge Irish community there. So that got me into playing in sessions. And 25 years later on, here I am.
So have both of you gentlemen been with the band since the outset?
I've been with the band since the outset in 96, mm-hmm. So it's been quite a journey. Ed has had a different journey. He's been in many bands that you very well know. And how long has
it been? Yeah, I've been with Lunas for a couple of years now. And it's a bit, the guitarist role is more like the drummer in Spinal Tap. there's self-implosions, helicopter crashes, all that type of thing. So I'm one in a series.
Are you the element of chaos?
I'd like to think that requisite element. Hopefully, yeah.
Element of chaos in the creative process.
Yeah. Although we're all in our 40s now, if not slightly older.
And I feel so badly for you.
So like rock and roll is getting up at 7:30, having a nice cup of tea, and doing nice radio shows rather than going to bed and throwing the telly out the window and all that type of stuff.
But you've done that in the past.
Of course. Yeah. Been there, done it.
That 76 tour with The Who.
That's right.
That's crazy. Have you played other genres of music on the Destination to Lunasa?
Not really. I've always been fascinated and loved more acoustic music than... I love rock and roll, of course, but it's just my personal thing. I suppose it's have guitar, will travel, and if you play the acoustic, you can play it anywhere.
Right.
You don't need an amp, don't need pedals. So, and I've been lucky enough to have gigs for 25 years. So I've worked with quite a few singers, so that's a different flavour and a different vocabulary, I guess. But, my real love is tunes, I think.
And that's interesting, Ed, because a lot of folks in the lower 48, the continental United States, think that you poor people in Alaska, I'm sure you don't get any live music. Well, here we are. We get the creme de la creme, especially of like singer songwriters and folkies, because these are folks who can throw the acoustic guitar on the seat, next to them on the plane, and come right up. So we get a lot. We get some good, larger bands like yourselves and some rock acts and stuff too. But it's wonderful to just have Patty Larkin, Ani DeFranco, Peter Mulvey all coming up in the next week or two. Fantastic. They could just throw the guitar and then let's go to Alaska.
I remember going to see a Michelle Schott concert years ago, and she's got a great song called Anchorage. Yeah, and that's every time. Well, since we arrived yesterday, I've just been thinking of that song, actually.
Okay.
And even from the last time, my memories were of an audience that's well used to listening to music and know their music. And so that's why we're excited about coming back here, because it's great to play to audiences that are focused right in there and can get with you from the get-go.
Yeah, this is a music-loving community. I would bank on that. It's 8:56. If you're just joining us, our guests this morning are Sean Smith and Ed Boyd from the Irish Quintet Lunasa, here for a show at the Atwood Concert Hall this evening at 7:30. It's 4 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock now. Let me ask you, one of your band members, the Piper, Killian.
Killian, right?
He snuck off on a little side project. Or did he do it without telling anybody about it first?
He did, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Well, he got a call. As you say, he lives in Queens, outside New York City, and he got a call to do a session. It was this time last year, and it was to play on Springsteen's new album. And he didn't quite know. I think he sussed out by the end when the guy had said, "Okay, well, Bruce wants this," and so he went down to New Jersey. To his house, a ranch, of Bruce wasn't there that day, but the so he put whistles and pipes down on this track, This Is Your Sword, that's on
off the new High Hopes album.
And he did tell us, but he wasn't really meant to, but he told the book, but he had to tell us when we were on tour last year. But it just, it's obviously just come out. So
because somebody's going to see his name in the liner notes eventually, for crying out
that's
loud.
Right, yeah.
Dude, you didn't say you went and played with Springsteen.
No, he was really chuffed about that, and we were really chuffed for him.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
Well, quite, I'm sure that, well, and Springsteen has honored so many great people with, getting fabulous artists like Greg List from Crooked Still
to
do the banjo on the Seeger sessions and stuff, so he only goes for the best. So, the show tonight. And then where are you off to? You have more Alaskan gigs?
We're headed down more Alaskan gigs, yes. We're in Fairbanks and Valdez and Homer, and we've come from Petersburg. And then we head down the West Coast. We're down in Portland and Washington and down to California. We go back, we go over to Michigan and Chicago, and then we're headed to Australia straight after the Midwest there, and then we're in festivals in Australia, and we come back to the D.C. area, and then it's going to be St. Paddy's Day, and then we go home for a week.
What are you doing? What are you doing for St. Paddy's Day?
I think we're in New York, St. Paddy's Day.
So. Well, that'll be a huge St. Paddy's Day celebration. Get ready for that. Well, luckily, the Road to Valdez is open as of yesterday, Jason? As of yesterday.
You heard about the avalanche,
It was wild. Oh. It was horrible. So almost a couple of weeks to get it back open again. But well, that's all the time we got. Sean Smith, Ed Boyd from Lunasa, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's our pleasure, Danny, to be on KNBA, and just keep it going.
Yeah, welcome back to Alaska. Have yourself a good rest of your trip here. CenterTix.net is where you can get your ticket information. Atwood Concert Hall, presented by the Anchorage Concert Association. One show only tonight at 7:30. Again, thanks a whole lot, Sean and Ed. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536. Till Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.
One of the strongest performers around, John Butler, solo or with the John Butler Trio, joins us next time. This charismatic singer is back with a new album and a strong set for us. It's the John Butler Trio coming up on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 p.m. on 90.3 KNBA. Music matters.
Yalida. Doyinta. Jamai. Koyanani Chuganilut.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3.